From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. UN peacekeeping chief Hervé Ladsous told the Security Council Wednesday the security situation in the capital of South Sudan, Juba, remains fluid and uncertain. He warned of the potential of renewed fighting and said the UN is prepared to work with the East African bloc IGAD to put together an intervention force.
Of course, Mr. President, we are fully ready to work with IGAD to refine the modalities of that concept. The goal, as I understand it, being to secure Juba and, if possible, its airport through demilitarization, so that the government of transition and national unity can get to work without worrying about security issues.
Ladsous said nearly 300 are believed to have been killed in the recent fighting, and the toll could rise. Meanwhile, a spokesman for First Vice President Riek Machar, Gatdet Dak, called for a buffer force to keep the rival factions apart.
And we prefer that the current United Nations force in South Sudan should create a buffer zone.
He said forces loyal to Riek Machar have withdrawn from the capital to avoid further escalation of tensions. The U.S. Wednesday named two Russian militants, Aslan Avgazarovich Byutakayev and Irat Vakutov, as specially designated global terrorists linked to deadly attacks by the Islamic State. Vakutov, captured by U.S. forces in Afghanistan and returned to Russia, was among a number of suspects detained in Istanbul following a triple suicide bomb attack at the airport. Byutakayev is said to be an IS leader in the North Caucasus who directed a series of bombing attacks against Russian targets. This is VOA News. Funerals.